Federal judges in three states have blocked the government from prosecuting most doctors who perform a certain abortion procedure. The procedure is banned under a law signed Wednesday by President Bush. The Justice Department says it will vigorously oppose the injunctions. Most observers see the federal district court fights as a prelude to a showdown in the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Judges in Nebraska, New York, and California all acted quickly to temporarily restrain the government from enforcing a ban on certain abortion procedures. The practice, known medically as a dilation and extraction, is often called the partial birth abortion by opponents. In issuing the injunction in San Francisco, U.S. District Judge Phyllis Hamilton cited a 3-year-old Supreme Court ruling that struck down a similar law because it did not include an exemption for the health of the woman. Her reasoning followed closely that of judges in New York and Nebraska. Outside of the San Francisco courthouse, Eve Gardner, an attorney with Planned Parenthood Federation of America, said the judge's decision will, for now, protect women who would be harmed by the ban.
There are women who terminate their pregnancies because of serious medical conditions. And this law, by banning some of the abortions that they need, would put the women in the position where they need to continue a pregnancy despite the fact that it is causing serious harm to their health.
Planned Parenthood brought the San Francisco case, and the injunction will apply to doctors and employees at its 900 clinics nationwide. The New York case, decided earlier in the day, will affect hundreds of doctors and clinics that belong to the National Abortion Federation. The Nebraska injunction will allow 4 doctors who work in 13 states in the West and Midwest to continue to provide the procedure. Anti-abortion activists were disappointed with the decisions. Douglas Johnson, the legislative director of the National Right to Life Committee, said the courts are out of step with public opinion on this issue.
We do believe that this law ultimately will be reviewed by the U.S. Supreme Court. 70% of the American people are against this, 2/3 of the Congress. We hope that the court will reassess its really extreme position on this issue.
Most polls indicate that the majority of Americans still favor abortion rights. However, most do not think that this type of abortion procedure should be legal. However, the decision will not be a popularity contest. Jesse Choper, a professor of constitutional law at the University of California at Berkeley, says the case is headed for the Supreme Court. In its decision 3 years ago, Choper says the High Court struck down a similar Nebraska law because it banned a procedure that the court found was important for the health of the mother, not only in third trimester abortions, but earlier in pregnancy.
You've got to show that there are other safe methods for a second trimester pre-viability abortion that are available if an abortion is necessary to preserve the life or health. And that's a very elastic term. Life or health of the mother.
Choper thinks it's likely to take about 2 years before the case reaches the Supreme Court. In the meantime, it's an issue that's already mobilizing activists on both sides of the issue and is likely to continue to do so, says Larry Sabato, director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
Both sides will be mobilized by this decision on the edge of a presidential election year. They both have reason to be concerned or angry. And concern and anger produces political action.
Sabato says because the courts are a focus of the current controversy, this case is likely to intensify the already heated fights over judicial nominees in Congress, especially since the case could turn on the decision of one swing vote on the High Court, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. However, Sabato says because both sides will be mobilized, it isn't likely to actually affect the outcome of the presidential election. For now, the temporary injunctions remain in effect. The Justice Department has vowed to continue to vigorously defend the ban. For NPR News, I'm Laura Seidel in San Francisco.